a chance. It slipped through the Jaguars' hands at the end of the ballgame on a day in which nothing worked offensively until the final 2 minutes. Hi, everybody. Brian Sexton with your rapid recap from NRG Stadium in Houston, where the Jaguars fall to the Texans 23-17. They did nothing on offense, literally, until the very end of the ballgame. They had it first and goal at the 10-yard line of the Texans, and it slipped through their hands.
These scores are getting closer, and they're, you know, in the fourth quarter, and there it is with a minute left to go in the game, and we're battling, and, you know, and on the 5-yard line, got a chance to, you know, get a big victory or a big win, I should say, you know, in Houston. Playoff atmosphere, I mean, it's been awesome. And we missed it. I think that's why it's, you know, there's some guys hurting in our locker room right now. I think
there's a lot of room for improvement, definitely, you know, myself and us as a unit offensively. I think there was a lot of missed opportunities. And that's probably what hurts the most. You know, when you have opportunities to go make plays, it's not like they're flat out beating you. You're just not doing your job. That's probably the biggest, you know, the thing that's hard to swallow.
Well, we can't have, you know, miss assignments or drop passes or miss reads or whatever. That's on us. We have to take ownership of the offense and get it going. And at times you saw we did, and at times we didn't. So, looking in the future, we got to, like I said before, just be more consistent on that offense.
The Jaguars defense buckled down after early struggles with Andre Johnson and Case Keenum, but they didn't have enough when the Texans answered in the third quarter with a 12-play touchdown drive to take the lead.
We did things, a lot of things, showed a lot of flashes. And we're in a position now where, you know what, it's time to raise the bar. It's either we do or nothing else, you know. That's the mentality for us. It was this year. We fell short due to some little things, starting off slow. But, you know, we have to move on to next year. And without a doubt, we understand that we have to compete, and we will.
A couple of game notes to share with you. First and foremost, Dwayne Gratz. Pick six interception in the first half was the first interception by a member of the defensive backfield since opening day in Philadelphia. A number of guys left the field injured, among them Toby Gerhart, Alan Hearns, Brandon Linder, Marquise Lee. Most of them returned. The most significant injury today was to Cedric Marks, who left the ball game in the second half with an apparent knee injury. His condition will be updated later in the week. And believe it or not, the Jaguars fooled the Texans with that throwback touchdown pass from Cecil to Jordan Todman. That's the third time Todman has caught it, the second time for a touchdown, and the second time for a touchdown against the Texans. Chris Clemens had a huge sack strip in the third quarter that allowed the Jaguars to reclaim the lead and gave him a big $250,000 incentive payment. The Jaguars end their season 3-13 and will draft in the top five for the third consecutive year. They fall to the Texans at NRG Stadium 23-17. With your rapid recap from Houston, I'm Brian Sexton.